This podcast is a production of The Orchard, a church community located in Aurora, Illinois, whose mission is leading people into a growing relationship with Jesus Christ. Visit us online at orchardvalleyonline.com.
They say the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting the results to be different, right? And today we want to look at something I call the getaways of Jesus. You know, one of my heroes is Jesus. It wasn't just the Christmas and Easter that we celebrate, but the way he lived in between. It's unbelievable how ordered and, you know, like driven to his mission he was, and yet he never lost the balance of what was important in his relationships, both with God and with his friends. And as we look at like this New Year's resolution, this new beginning, it would be insanity to think that if we do the same thing we did this year, that next year is going to come out different. And so one of the things that's fascinating to me is in Jesus' rhythm of his life is how he didn't skip or cheat on the health of his own heart. Look at this verse from Luke. But despite Jesus' instructions, the rumors, the reports of his power spread even faster. And vast crowds came to hear him preach and to be healed of their diseases. And I love this. But still, Jesus often withdrew to the wilderness to pray. It didn't matter how much pressure other people were putting on his life. He didn't cheat his heart with his Father, God. And that's really my invitation for us as we look at ending one year and starting a new one, is what will your getaways with Jesus look like this year? This verse from Jesus, I love this one. And when daybreak came, he went ahead and snuck out of Peter's house, and he went to an isolated place, and the people looked all over for him until they came to find him, and they tried to prevent him from leaving them. This is a great story because he had tried to go get away to get his heart healthy, and the crowds found him. They found where he was going, so they met him there, so he couldn't get away. So he tries again, and now he goes to another remote place. And while he's there in the house, they find out he's there, and so they all come there again. It's kind of like ministry where they won't let you alone. They're finding him everywhere he's hiding. So he sneaks out. Somehow he's very stealth, and he gets out past all these crowds. And he's out saying, God, what do you want next for me? What do you want in 2007 for me? What is it that you're desiring for me? Because everyone else seems to have a lot of things they want for me. What do you want for me? And they go and find him, and they're begging him to stay. And he goes, you know, that would be great if I was doing what you wanted, but actually what God wants me to do is this. And he knew the next thing. You guys, the place that comes from is by spending time with God personally. Not just with the wonderful things we do together when we come together as the Orchard, not just the things that happen in your small group, but personally. Matter of fact, I think it's insanity to think we are going to grow in Jesus without actually spending any time with him personally. Jesus here, another great example. And then Jesus said, let's go off by ourselves to a quiet place and rest. He said this because there were so many people coming and going that they didn't even have time to eat. Guys, Jesus was really busy. I mean, they were on him constantly for like, wow, teach us some more, help us some more, heal us some more. And he could read his family, his friends, his followers so well. He looked out and he said, they're tired. They're hungry. And he literally called to his friends and said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to take a little vacation here. Jesus said, it's okay to rest. Now, I don't want to make anybody feel too guilty, and don't poke the person next to you, please, but how many of you have not spent all the vacation time that you had coming this year? Because somehow you were just like, life was just too busy, and you didn't get the rest you needed. But Jesus goes, hey, my Father invented rest. It was a thing called Sabbath. You know, 6 days and take a day off. It's not like God was tired. He was trying to show us he values our health. So, one more from Jesus. And after he dismissed the multitudes, he went up into the hills by himself to pray. And when it was evening, he was still there alone. This is a great story. This is a great context, and we miss it. This was when he fed the 5,000. These people had come all day and hung out to hear Jesus teach. And they loved it so much they never quit. It's like church that never ended because Jesus was so much fun. okay? He didn't even need video clips, okay? They just came and they want to hear stories. And the disciples are like, can you send them away? Because we need to get something to eat. We need a break. And Jesus says, no, on the other hand, here's what I want you to do. I want you to feed them. And they look around and it's like, all we've got is this boy's lunch we stole. You know, we were going to eat that ourselves. What do we do? And he says, no, you feed them. And of course, they couldn't. And Jesus says, okay, have everybody sit down in small groups. And just fascinating, he involved his 12 closest followers in serving all of those 5,000 men plus women and children, probably 12,000 people out of one boy's Lunchable. And they had this unbelievable, think about, put yourself for a minute in their situation. They have watched Jesus draw 12,000 people to a wilderness place. And he says, feed them, and they're all given a basket with 1/12 of a Lunchable. Okay? That is not a very big piece of fish or bread in there when you take that boy's lunch and divide it into 12s. And they're supposed to put it in front of you, and you're supposed to reach in and get enough to eat. And they have 12,000 people to do this with. And every time people reached in, they had everything they could eat and more. Matter of fact, God's got a sense of humor. They ended up with 12 baskets left over. You get the point? He's like, you weren't really trusting me, were you? You were always wondering who was going to reach in and be hungry. He goes, I am not a God of scarcity. I'm a God of abundance. This is the experience they're having. Well, that would be spiritually exhausting, wouldn't it? To be a part of serving that many people and that constant spiritual expectation and watching God do those things. Wouldn't that be tiring? It would be for me. And do you know what Jesus did here? He sent the 12 disciples after a very busy time of ministry away before he dismissed the crowds. Do you understand how important it was, the health of the people that worked with him? How much he wanted to care for their hearts? Picture yourself serving Jesus, not till you're exhausted, till he notices you're getting tired and releases you to get a break. That's how God wants to take care of us. And then, this is fascinating to me, he dismisses them to go process what happens. He dismisses the crowds, and then this is where we get this verse. He says, now I need some time alone too. This was a lot for me. People want more than I can give. I'm going to go. And he was there late until the next night, just taking time with his Father. What's really fun is this word for prayer means two things. I was fascinated to study. The first is to attend to. Do you know what he was doing when he was spending these extended getaways with God? Maybe you don't know how to have an extended getaway with God. Well, you wouldn't be alone. Who's trained most of us to do that? Jesus is trying to show us how important it is, and then he also shows us what we do. The very first thing he says is, well, this kind of prayer is to attend to. I literally want to be in God's presence and attend to him. I want him to know he's important. I want him to know that I believe he's God and he's in charge and I'm not. I want to spend time with him. The second part, not just is to attend to, but the word means to hold tight to. It's kind of cool. Matter of fact, I had a lady recently tell me never to share this with anyone, so I'm not. And her name's Ruth Holt. She's not from the state, no. She goes, I want to tell you a secret. Said, I wasn't a Christian most of my life. I did not have a journey with God. And at 52 years old, God rescued me. And my life has never been the same. I had a really tough truck stop type of life with a lot of pain, a lot of abandonment. And he rescued me. Now we're semi-retired. We've moved up to this rural place. And my husband works a little bit. And on the days he goes to work, she's now 72 years old, 30 years with Jesus, the glow on her face. She goes, when my husband goes to work, I go back to bed for 15 more minutes, not to sleep. I don't bring my Bible, and I don't even have a prayer list. And I don't, it's just, if you spent 52 years without Jesus, and then you meet him, she goes, I go back to bed and I snuggle Jesus. I snuggle him. I just simply go to bed and enjoy the fact that I am not alone in my life. And I let him hold me because I spent 52 years running from him. And I mean, that is absolutely precious. And you guys, a part of prayer isn't your words, it's a fancy, it's not what you're saying actually. It's your holding on to God. Just like being in his presence going, I'm really wrestling with something and I don't have answers. Can I hold on to you? Because I don't know what to do with my daughter right now or with my son or with my spouse or with my parents. I don't know what to do. Attend to God and hold tight to him in some extended times. and you will find yourself changed. That's the essence of what Jesus was doing when crowds and when life and when ministry got too busy. Has it been that way for you lately? Did you vow this year to slow it down? And then you're looking back going, man, I blew that again. What's going to make 2007 different if you don't do anything different? You guys, Jesus gave us this incredible gift of taking care of our heart. Take a glimpse.
I didn't go to AutoZone because who needs a tune-up?
If you've been avoiding regular car maintenance, get to AutoZone. They have everything to help you keep your car safe and on the road. AutoZone. Get in the zone.
I didn't go to AutoZone because I was too busy to change my antifreeze.
We find ourselves, you know, we run ourselves ragged. Here's bad news for all of us as we start the new year. I am sorry, but this is the only way I can start by holding on to my own heart every year and take responsibility. The person who's most responsible for the condition of your heart is you. Parents, you can't have a passionate relation with Jesus for your children or your spouse or your parents or your coworkers, only for you. And as we do that, it's contagious, but we can't make anybody else stand the assembly line as they're led in a growing relationship with Jesus Christ. We aren't here to force anyone to have that kind of relationship. And what Jesus was showing us is when life really presses hard at you, you need to take the responsibility to get the breaks. You need to spend time with God personally to get the rest you need and to make sure you're doing what God would really honor you doing. Nobody else can take that for you or even from you. Sorry. Just a little reality check as we look at it. You see, because in the getaways of Jesus, it's really kind of fun. If you were to look at a harmony of the Gospels, which is Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, tied in the order of the book of Luke, who set out to write an orderly account, and you looked at what Jesus did early, middle, and late, you guys, we find some fascinating things. Things like the fact that Jesus started the beginning of his ministry getting away seeking God's heart. And he ended his ministry alone seeking God's heart in the garden before he went to die. And that he regularly through his ministry broke the rhythm when things were crazy. And he broke the rhythm and he stepped away. Well, as you take that kind of journey, he begins to pray and he ends to pray. How does our life look like? Can you begin this year in 2007 praying? And will you also end praying? Well, take a look at this.
That's not good. What do we do?
Hello?
We're trapped on an escalator. Can you help us?
I love the second edition of this one because the maintenance guy gets stuck on the other one and he doesn't know what to do either. You guys, we have spent too much of our life relying on everyone else to be a spiritual escalator for us. And if the escalator stopped, if the orchard stopped feeding you, would you stop growing? What do you bring personally into the equation of your relationship with God and into this community? You see, as I start 2007, I got to realize Jesus showed me an incredible example that no matter how much pressure is on my life to get away. You guys, I learned this from my mother. When I was 1 year old, my sister Susan was born. When Susan was 1 year old, my sister Linda was born. When Linda was 1 year old, my sister Joy was born. My mom took it into her own hands before there was another one born. And you know, because it was like, wow, we were all in high school, senior, junior, sophomore, freshman. You guys, when we were that little and all the pressure was on it, my mom was still wearing out Bibles. She'd read them to us when she couldn't get time to read them alone. But she always had something to offer people, even when life was at its greatest pressure. You try to picture 3-year-old, 2-year-old, 1-year-old, and newborn, and still having time to read your Bible. That's because it was so important to her that she had picked up on the getaways of Jesus that she realized that's the only way she could truly give us what she could. She couldn't cheat us by cheating her heart. You guys, some of us that have the biggest hearts cheat the people around us by never spending personal time in the wonderful thing called God's Word. getting to know God's heart. Matter of fact, my mom bought me my first red leather, big, thick study Bible. You needed a wheelbarrow to get it to church, right? And I remember because she always said, I will only buy you a Bible with a red cover because if it's not red, it isn't worth owning, okay? And I remember that she would wear her Bibles out. And so that's why I've got a Palm Bible with five versions, my Hebrew, my Greek. It's all right inside my phone because now mine don't wear out. The batteries do go dead occasionally, and I'm really stuck. But I had to learn the other day how to use a paper one. I haven't used one like in 6 months. Like, how do you use this? But it's because I've got to have the Word of God with me all the time. Why? Because I'm looking to have getaways with Jesus any moment I can because it's not up to anyone else but me to build that love relationship with Jesus. Well, as we take a look at what it means to get away with Jesus, in 3.5 years of ministry, you guys, he lived, for 33 years he lived, and for 1/10 of that, a tithe of it, it was his formal ministry. You realize that? Only 1/10 of his life was formal ministry. That was from 30 to 33.5. You guys, in that 3.5 years, he took 21 breaks in the rhythm. This is Jesus talking. If he needs that many, I probably need more, right? Not less. Think about it, right? 21 breaks in the rhythm. 9 of them alone. 3 of them alone, but with. I love that one. In other words, he was going alone, but he took some friends so they'd get it too. But instead of praying, they were usually playing dominoes, you know, or sleeping. They were kind of missing it. He was kind of like trying to share. You can have a relationship with God that's got a personal aspect. You can get away. And they missed it. And then 9 times, he brought friends with them, and they had to get away together. Now, just in case you're thinking getaway means you always are like quiet and sedate and on your knees and you know exactly what to do with that, let me kind of rescue you from that. There were all different kinds of disciples, and they all did it all very differently. You had Peter, that only time the foot was out of his mouth was when he was changing feet, okay? Trust me, he was not having quiet times, okay? He was having talking times. He was probably always taking somebody with him on his getaways because he was ADD. He could not focus. And there's a great book out called Long Wandering Prayer by a pastor who thought he was the only one who couldn't focus in prayers on his knees. So he always thought he was immature. And he learned how to pray while playing golf. Guys, you need to take notes there. He learned to pray while he was hunting. He learned to pray while he drove his car. And he learned how to take, you know, and I love it because sometimes we get this picture that it's all super spiritual. Listen, if there wasn't a Starbucks and my Palm Bible, I would have a hard time. At home, I mean, life screams at me. Our office is in our house. But I go to Starbucks and I sit down and I get my Grande skim, extra hot Valencia mocha, okay? And I sit there and I go, my Bible, my coffee, a soft piece of furniture, and an hour. God, what do you have for my heart? But if I don't break the rhythm and step there, I'm going to end up with 6 minutes before Tyler, the one-year-old that lives in our house, discovers somebody's awake. Right? Reading as fast as I can and no cup of coffee. And it's just learning, what's that rhythm for you? You guys, Jesus took so many different getaways. It helps us figure out how to take these kind of breaks. Matter of fact, you can even put these notes in your handout if you want to remember these. You guys, after looking at the 21 ways Jesus got away, and Randy and I teach a 3-day personal retreat in this so people learn how to get away and spend time with Jesus because we're missionaries and that's kind of what we do. But there are 4 things that I really learned about here that were amazing. The first one is, Jesus often got away just to pray. Did he hit that just to pray? There was no other agenda. He literally wanted to snuggle his dad. He literally wanted to spend some time reading what his dad had written called the Bible and to get to know God's heart. Just spend time with God. Matter of fact, I don't know where you can do this, but take one night away from television a month and just go to Panera or a coffee shop or to Borders and sit down and just have your Bible and just literally hang out with God for a night, you'll be amazed at how it changes you. Or how about the second thing he did? The second one of the getaways was he got away, love this one, ready? To rest. How many of you are excited? He made us. He understands us. You guys, it is okay when you're living at a high pace to get away simply to rest. By the way, vacations aren't rest. They're a lot of work, okay? So Rennie and I learned if we don't tell anybody this, so don't let my secret out, we stay home for 1.5 days, get our life in order, then we go on a trip, then we get home 1.5 days early, because otherwise if you come right back and go to work, it kills you. Okay, just the number emailed, right? So we learn how to kind of like re-enter slowly. Now, don't tell anybody I told you that, because people will know we do that and they'll interrupt us when we come home. But the idea of how do we truly get a break, that's built into our God's heart for all of us, for you, for me. He wants you to be rested, not exhausted. Okay? You get that as you look at 2007? What rhythm are you going to have to get the rest you need? Which means slowing down and saying the word no. Everyone practice that. No. Okay, a few more times. No. Okay? And then you're going to say yes to God by getting some getaway, some time with his heart. Trust me, you will be a lot healthier in what you say yes to, because you've learned to say yes to him first. The third way he got away, you guys, was to equip for ministry. He literally broke the rhythm with his disciples and pulled them away, because when they were doing everything, it was too hard to equip them to be good ushers and coffee house people and youth leaders. Sometimes you just need to break the rhythm. Sometimes God wants you to break away and go on a retreat to get equipped to go charge instead of stop retreating and start charging. He literally wants to recharge your heart, give you skills. You can't always get that when life is at full speed. We're going to have a thing around here called Fuel, designed to equip those who do ministry on a once-a-month basis, that may be exactly the kind of thing you need to plug into so you feel ready for ministry, but you're going to have to break your rhythm to do it. And then, I love this fourth one. He got away to align with God's will. How many of you are at one of those places you're trying to, like, figure out what's next? You're trying to figure out, what's that other thing? You know, it's not really a midlife crisis. It's the fact that you've been doing the wrong thing for the first half, okay? It's not like, you know, you got a crisis. You just realized, what am I really supposed to be doing? What really matters? You know, Jesus needed a lot less of this one because he did a whole lot more of the first one. You catching where I'm going on that one? He had three or four of these at crisis times. We probably, the only time of getaway we ever get is this one, because we wait until it's ready to break. Matter of fact, Aaron, come on up here for a second. I need your help. I need a living illustration here. Okay? Step up here, and you're going to head that direction, and I'm going to bungee cord you. So let me get you, all right? So I want you to start walking that way. Go for a walk. Okay, you want to stop before it breaks, and you end up in the community table. Keep going a little bit more, though. A little more tension there. Leave it. Do you guys understand what happens here is if you skip the getaways for your heart and for rest and for equipping, you're going to get to a point right where you need to take the next step, and there's some big opportunity that's going to come up, and you're going to fall over because the thing's going to snap because you didn't do it before it got tight. Thanks, Aaron, before we break your pants there. Appreciate you. Thanks. You understand that we all want to live. Somehow we lived 2006 this way, didn't we? When we had the chance to get away and to keep ourselves healthy and to spend time with God before it got to be a crisis, we waited until it got tighter and tighter and tighter, and we were about at a breaking point, or waited till we broke. Because that's the whole thing Jesus wanted to show us. Matter of fact, God built it into creation called Sabbath, the seventh day. He wants you to break that rhythm. Well, as you take that journey, notice in aligning, there's three things here. The first one, is that he got away to ask his father, what do you want? He got away to make big decisions. And then finally, when life was filled with stress and pressure, he got away to say, God, why am I under so much stress and pressure? You guys, he wants to have a personal relationship with you through your spending time with him in prayer and reading the word that, you guys, we can never give you from up front on a platform. This is too one-dimensional. It's your personal time with him. I have never seen somebody absolutely light up in ministry who doesn't have a personal getaway pattern with Jesus. Someone who doesn't wear out Bibles because they can't wait to read it. If you want to finish this journey as well as God's helped you start it, probably the best resolution you could make is not to go on a diet, although some of us need that desperately. It's to actually prioritize a healthy heart by spending time with God, which means interrupting your life to do it. And Jesus was good at that. Early in the morning, late at night, and he would go away. Rennie and I, in our marriage, we've gone away 4 times a year through all of our marriage. It's one of the reasons we have so much fun. Plus, we work together 24 hours a day. Okay, I don't know most of you are really be interested in working with your husband 24 hours a day, but Rennie's gracious enough to do that. Our office is in the same room, okay? And so 24 hours a day, but 4 times a year we go away. For a weekend, and we two of those times we deal with our marriage, our health, our hearts with each other. One of them we deal with our ministry because we work together. And the fourth one we deal with our children. Now, trust me, Rennie would like to deal with our children four of those times. Hey, you know, I sometimes want to deal with our ministry four of those times. But we've learned by having a rhythm of what helps us get away, we can bring a healthier Dave and Rennie back into our life, marriage, ministry, friendships, because we're taking care. We had to break the rhythm to do it, though. We have to say no to other things to say yes to that. See, I learned that pattern from Jesus. There's no secret besides investment. Well, in light of this getting away, what are you missing? Jesus didn't miss it, so which of the four are you missing? As you reflect on these, if you were to design an ideal getaway just for prayer, what would it look like for you? Okay? Where would you go? How long would it be? How often would you do it? Guess what? Each of you's got to create that for yourself. No one else can create it for you. What works for you? Some of you, it's golfing more. Yes, ladies, if that's where they get out and they're in nature, it's like, you know, wow, okay, go golfing. And have, as long as you promise you're praying while you're out there. Trust me, they're praying. It's called their golf swing. Okay? Secondly, maybe you need to design an excellent getaway for rest. You don't need to raise your hand here, but trust me, I live life. I know that a number of us need to. How many of you haven't used all your vacations this year? Next year, you use it all. And you use it all early. You don't wait till late. You're not needed as a broken person. You're needed as a refreshed person. God built in the desire for your rest. So ladies, yes, you get to go home first and talk to your husband, having him actually set the vacation weeks now, okay? So that they'll all get used up, all right? So that we'll be rested and together. How do you design an ideal getaway for equipping? Some of you need to plan on being at Fuel, okay? The first Saturday morning of each month. Some of you need to figure out what kind of equipping or training you need to do what you're doing in ministry better. Whatever that is, what's going to help you take that next step? And then some of us need to take a little bit of extended time, set aside, and literally ask the question, God, how do I align with you? What's missing? I'm going to go back to the escalator illustration for you. If you're stuck in an escalator, you've been depending on someone else to do the growing for you that only you can do for yourself. It's time to grow up. Take responsibility. You guys, there's this beautiful picture of Jesus at age 12, allowed to be with family and friends in an extended way in Jerusalem during a festival, so much so that he's pursuing such a great relationship with God, his family leaves town, and it's 4 days before they find him. Because he's having so much fun at church with his own heart for God, getting away. And that's the same pattern he kept because his family started it by every year having that pattern of getaway. And he never let it go. Guys, life looks too much like this for most of us.
Some people like to climb mountains. I like to build planes in the air.
I grew up wanting to be on a wing, wanting to be up this high.
Sometimes the temperature up at altitude will reach 60 below. It's brisk, it's refreshing.
You never know what you're going to come across up here. Canadian geese, mallards,
owls.
These people back here, that's why I come to work. That's why I build airplanes in the sky.
We're not just building a plane here. We're building a dream.
I love this job.
Up here. When I look over there and I see that little kid, the look in his eyes, that's all the thanks I need.
EDX, managing the complexities of the digital economy.
Life is like an airplane being built while it's flying, isn't it? How often do you get to stop off the roller coaster and deal with what's most important? Your best friend, your spouse, your children, your heart with God. I just wanted to let you know as we start a new year that Jesus, the Son of God, as he lived on this earth, set a pattern in 3.5 years of ministry for 21 getaways to pray, to rest, to be with his friends in equipping, and finally to align with God's will. He's giving you that permission to do the same thing. Practically this year, how will you feed your heart with God? Because no one else can really do it as well as God wants to help you do it with you. If you'd love to study all this in more detail, if you just went to the website, I flashed by earlier, I had in the wrong spot, but cadreministries.com, cadre, C-A-D-R-E, ministries.com/getaway. There is an entire study you can do for the month of January on getting heart healthy like Jesus by following the patterns of why he got away, when he got away, and study him as someone who got away. If you need that after the service, you can come up to me. cadreministries.com/getaway. It's up on the web. I put it there for you as a study, 14 pages you can download in Jesus' prayer life and Jesus' getaway life. Why not copy Jesus when you start the new year? He seemed to get it right, and he finished better than he started, right? Let me pray for us, and then we'll close in a time of worship. Lord Jesus, thank you for your desire for us to be life healthy, heart healthy, passionately in love with you. Thank you that this place is helping lead us in a growing relationship with you, but at the same time, without each of us getting off the escalator when it's broken and saying, we are going to take those steps ourselves, not just depend on others to force us. Lord, I want to thank you for how much you desperately love us wherever we are in the journey, and that you gave us a love letter called the Bible so that we could be drawn tight and close to you. Would you just please get real tight around us and let us snuggle you this year? In Jesus' name, amen.